Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer that gives you the five biggest stories in 5 minutes on your commute home so you have to go nowhere else. Make sure you give us a five-star review on whatever audio platform you're listening to. And if you don't, drop us a message on Twitter. That way we can improve and we can do whatever you guys want to make it better. Aside from stupid stuff like, I don't know, trying to do a backflip because I can't do that. That's going to be the brutally honest thing. Obviously, alongside this, as it is Friday and the Premier League season is right around the corner, you will be getting a double bill. So when you get this release, you will also be getting the match preview with the Chelsea Echo's brand new co-host. So if you listen to that first, hi, hope you enjoyed it. If you listen to this first, well, make sure you head across and listen to that straight afterwards. But before we do anything else, let's get straight into the news. So, first off, it has been a very quiet day, and Chelsea are set to place Servette in the Europa Conference League qualifier. So, that is the first bit of news. That's that out of the way, and we'll move swiftly on now to L'Équipe, and they are reporting Strasbourg are prioritising a loan for Jordi Petrovic, but the player will need convincing, so nothing new there. But a big story that's come out over the past 24 hours is Big Les, a fan favourite of the Chelsea Echo, mainly because he's called Big Les, and we start doing this like the Australian thing on YouTube, but he is moving to Southampton. This is purely because they feel that Russell Martin's style of football can really help him develop and get his feet down in English football. However, this is only a loan. There was rumblings of a potential sale of Big Les to any clubs, but he is seen as a big part of Chelsea's future and it will help his development. Moving swiftly on for that, Ipswich have again approached Armando Broya and his camp to present their project. A proposal has been made, but the player is still umming and ahhing about the move. That is from Fabrizio, who is obviously big on that and keeping up to tabs with it for us. So, big fan. Love that, Fab. Appreciate that, mate. But we'll move on now to the final story of the day, which is the big juicy one. Now, Chelsea are due to hold a new round of talks with Atletico Madrid over João Felix and Conor Gallagher. Now, there hasn't really been much movement. It's not something which is being put out into the ether in a very loud manner, but there is stuff going on. That's according to Fabrizio, who was saying that Jorge Mendes is still discussing with Chelsea, and it is at the point where João Felix is discussing his potential wage structure to make sure that he gets his move to Stamford Bridge. Obviously, in terms of the parties, it's great for Chelsea. They'll be getting Conor Gallagher off the books, who is now currently training at Cobham and undergoing medical tests. This is according to Enzo Maresca. He is not with the first team squad. And João Felix gets his move away from Atletico Madrid and coming back to Stamford Bridge, where he seemed to be a big fan. It separates the fans themselves. Bit of a, you know, I wasn't too bothered about him. But, you know, if he fits better now and Chelsea really want him, because evidently it was Mauricio Pochettino that blocked that move last year, then maybe we can see him in Chelsea blue and making a difference, probably on the left-hand side. So we'll see how that goes. It is just the wage structure now that's being discussed, as João Felix did say that he'll be willing to adjust his wage so he fits into the structure at Chelsea. So we do have that. In terms of other little tidbits, I mean, there's no movement on Lukaku and Osimhen. Napoli are moving forward David Neres to make sure they get that deal across the line for the Brazilian from Benfica, as the £25.6 million bid was rejected by Chelsea. But aside from that, the news has been very quiet today. So that has been 6 in 5, technically. So I hope you have enjoyed your transfer special. This is your Monday to Friday show where you get all of your news on your commute home. So if you have enjoyed it, please make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a 5-star review. It really helps the pod out a lot and it makes sure that people get in their ear holes even more. Tell your mates, be like, guys, there's a really good transfer show which you can listen to whilst you're on the train. And be like, yeah, this is great. I'm not great at sales. I can pretend to be. It wasn't a job that I thrived in. But, you know, that's by the by. That's why I'm a journalist instead. But, guys, this has been the Chelsea Echo. Make sure you follow us on all our socials. Give us a 5-star review. And we'll see you guys for the supplement, voice note reviews, and everything in between. The Premier League is back. We'll see you guys later.